One dungeon master, four adventurers, all of them clueless. When five video gamers throw down their controllers and pick up dice, what's the worst that could happen? This is OCD and D. Welcome one and all to OCD and D, where video gamers throw down their controllers and pick up dice to play Dungeons & Dragons, most for the first time. You may know us from the Overseas Connection podcast, a video gaming podcast with now over 500 shows. So who do we have at the table tonight? We've got Mark. Evening, Mark.
Hello. Yes, my first time at D&D, so be gentle with me, please.
Always. And Kim.
Yes. Hi, everybody. And also my first time, so yes, be gentle.
The one and only Richard Webster.
Hello. Yeah, I've never played this nerdy game before, ever.
And finally, we have Greg.
Apparently the veteran of the group. I know this is thrown back to my youth, but yes, I have played this nerdy game way back when.
So Greg was a dork.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. I was as nerdy as they came. Welcome to my world, folks.
Yeah.
Okay. So just an explanation of what we're trying to do. I personally have always wanted to play Dungeons & Dragons, and after much persuasion, bribery, and bullying, I've managed to get this motley crew to join me on this fantasy adventure. So a warning here, we've no idea what's going to happen. There's very little D&D experience in the group, no experience in using this Roll20 system, and which is going to allow me to DM and the party to play remotely and coordinating across three time zones. God knows what's going to happen. So it may just be a horrible experiment, but I've got a feeling that whilst it's a bit rough around the edges, we could have something that you'll enjoy. So please note, D&D aficionados will no doubt be making some mistakes. And unlike a traditional D&D game around a tabletop with unlimited time, I'll probably be cutting a few corners and pushing the plot. Seekers made the trek out to the small village of Parabor on the frontier of the Merion Vale to seek Alaria's expertise. She took only a handful of pupils every year. Her favourite group of disciples was also her last and most recent, you. It's 6 months ago that Lara took you all in as pupils. Little is known about the elf woman's past and her days as a wandering wizard, and the status of teacher magic, combat and survival is legendary. She trained Marigold the Brave, who slew the infamous blue dragon Daraxes, and Bluton Buttertree, who closed the demon portal of Nargoth, and so many other famous heroes. Of all those who treasure seekers, mercenaries and do-gooders that came across her doorstep begging for her wisdom, again, it was you who was selected by Alaria. So, party, please introduce yourself and tell us why you came to the Master's Mansion before giving your life adventure. And we'll start with Jarek.
God. I am Jarek Beastgrog, and I am a dwarf who likes to fight. I'm here because I like to fight things.
Excellent. Welcome, Jarek. And next we'll go to Traylan.
The name is Traylan Neelock. I am a high elf wizard, and I seek knowledge. That is what has brought me here.
Fantastic. And we'll next go to Kim Leafwalker.
Yeah, that's me. And I am I'm a halfling. And I'm here for one thing and one thing only, and that's money.
And second breakfast.
Indeed.
There's rumors of other things.
And finally, we have Parthurnax.
Oh, I'm a level one paladin, dragonborn. And I'm here because there are evil things in the world and I need to stop them. That's my job.
Fantastic. Welcome, adventurers, to this journey. So over the last half year, you've learned Alaria Feywing is intense, but fair and encouraging. Though the Master is over 8 centuries old, her elf blood keeps her thin, lithe, and youthful, which allows her to enforce your rigorous training regimen. You're each learning different skills in magic, combat, and more, but you all take your meals together. You're all sitting at a long dining table in the tavern, enjoying a hot breakfast together. Alaria puts down her porridge spoon and stands up, looking you all in the eye, her golden hair framing her own green orbs, she cracks a smile as she begins speaking. It's time for you to your first test in real combat. We have a rat infestation in the basement. A giant rat infestation. I managed to get to them contained in the larder, but they'll soon eat through all our supplies and the door itself if you don't go down there to exterminate. Her green eyes twinkle with mischievous delight as she adds, I also seem to have misplaced the key to the larder after locking them in, so you'll have to get through the door and past the barricade I set up before you can get to the rats. The master sits back down in a chair and puts a spoonful of porridge to her lips. Before actually eating, she looks at you all and says, well, what are you waiting for? Party, what do you do?
Is this task really worthy of my skills? This is clearly something for dwarves and halflings.
If you want to pass this course, Traylan, I would expect you to follow.
Well, I'd have thought the magician would be best to unlock that lock with some magic.
Right?
I believe that task is for a worthy thief.
Jesus Christ, who the hell are you? Right, I'll try kick the door in then.
You're going to try and kick the door in?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just bring you in. Just bear with me.
See that lazy bugger over there with his pointy hat on? He's not doing it.
Right, snooty bastard, looking right down on his hat lines.
Hey, just pointing out, you're a freaking rogue.
I know. I know.
So you're going to batter down the door, are you?
I don't know. Anyone else got any suggestions? No one else is stepping up.
I can use my lock.
Can you pick the lock? Yeah, go on.
I'm assuming.
There's a freaking idea.
I'm assuming, since I'm a rogue, that's my thing. So.
Okay, so you're going to try and pick the lock, are you?
I suppose, yes.
Okay, so what we can do is, if you go to your character sheet, and you'll have to attempt a D12 dexterity check.
Okay. And
so if you click on dexterity.
If you had been faster coming, we would have been able to walk you through all of this ahead of time.
Yeah. You know what? I tried. Okay.
D12. Gotcha. Can you enter the numbers?
There you go.
Cool. All right. Good Lord.
I don't think that was good.
Huh?
No, it wasn't. Oh dear, Kim.
Oh shit.
Your poor lockpicking skills unfortunately released a poison gas trap.
Oh hell.
So that means that you will all need to make a constitution saving throw. So, Kim, if you do yours first.
I don't have to change anything, I just roll, right?
Yeah, you just roll because it's a d20 you'll need.
Gotcha. All right.
So, Kim... Ooh. That's not good.
I'm batting 1,000.
Mark. Mark, do the same constitution change, please.
Right.
Mark's fine. Greg?
All right.
Begs to give Kim kiss.
Oh, wow. I think screw.
Greg. Yeah, Greg's not good either.
Uh-oh.
And Rich, make a constitution check.
Let's go.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you'd have opened that lock with your magic in the first place when I said.
Right?
Dwarf.
Close, but not close enough.
Nudie wizard.
Okay, so three of you have...
died.
...have been poisoned.
Oh,
so
gosh.
You will be poisoned for the next hour. So you now have disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks. So for the next hour... every time you roll, you use the lower of the two dice that are rolled. But the door is open, and you're now able to go in.
I say we let the dwarf go first.
Yeah. I will withdraw my axe and chop these rats to bits.
Right, so, Mark, you should be able to... you can see your token on the screen?
Yeah.
You should be able to... drag that forward.
That's pretty slick. What do you see, dwarf? What do you see?
Blackness.
fair enough.
Right.
Do I need to set anything on fire so we can see?
Probably.
A torch would not be a bad call.
Yeah.
I breathe fire.
I breathe fire, you know.
That will not be helpful.
Mm.
Does anybody have a torch on the character?
How would you know that?
Yeah, how would you even
look at your? If you go to your equipment on your character screen.
I have a candle. A flask of oil.
I have a torch with a number 10 next to it on the left.
That's, you have 10 torches, basically.
Oh, cool. I have a torch.
Woohoo!
It's just
where's the goddamn light switch?
Right?
I'm going to switch on in a minute.
Oh, I have a hooded lantern.
These halflings, I tell ya.
Shut up, you snooty, pointy-eared wizard. There's a reason I don't like elves. Now I remember what it was.
Just because he's played this back in 1972, he thinks he knows it all.
Right?
Yeah, just all many fools.
He was 34.
Let's see what happens.
I got a truck for $500.
Oh, well, good. Where are we going to get...
It cost me more than that for just paint.
I was going to say, where are we going to get the $500, any clue?
Paycheck next week.
Roll for it.
Roll for it.
Lottery.
So they'll cost me more, and the tires and wheels have to sold get the others.
Oh, okay.
Now we'll see what the damage is.
Okay. Well, I got a truck.
Does this normally happen on an adventure? Someone's brother turns up and starts talking about money.
Actually, that was my dad.
Oh, anyway. Is that? Sorry.
Yes. Yeah. So you should start to see... As you move into the room.
Well, my halfling ass at least got my bottle cap back.
It's slowly loading in.
Come on, Kim, get your butt in here.
I am. What are we doing? I'm sorry. Oh, sorry, I'm moving. All right.
So the heavy smell of a giant rat dung hits you square in the face as the door swings open. A scamper of feet can be heard as the rodents the size of golden retrievers run back and forth at the opposite end of the room amid gnawed open crates, barrels and bags of food. Between the rats and you is a line of boxes, which you've managed to jump over already.
Yeah.
Set up a manual area to keep the rodents on the far side of the room.
I'll just get back.
Yeah, just get back over. So you can see a couple of giant rats.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Are you going to jump over or?
Anyone got any ranged weaponry? Kim, have you got bow and arrow?
I'm sure I do. Hold on, let me look.
I'll have a go at jumping over and whacking them. But
I've got arrow. Surely I've got a bow here somewhere. I mean, shit, I've got one. I've got the other. Otherwise, that wouldn't make any sense. I've got a dagger. I have a short bow. So, yep.
Oh, that was me by accident.
Way to go.
I didn't realize if I clicked on my Ray of Frost. So I'm going to cast Ray of Frost.
Too late. Whilst you're talking about it, two giant rats scuttle through.
Oh, goddamn.
I want to use my breath attack.
In a wooden basement.
I'm going to hang back, you guys.
you're hanging back actually onto a rat.
Actually, I have a longsword and a javelin. I'm going to use my longsword and attack one of these rats.
Right, okay. Everyone needs to roll for initiative anyway.
Oh, dear.
To see who goes first.
Initiative.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing this one at a time.
Yeah.
Where's the initiative?
Oh, yeah, I see
it.
Where?
Where?
Jatik rolls an 11. Kim, you roll initiative?
Yep. I see it now, I think. Maybe.
Where is it on the character sheet? Oh, never mind. I see it.
Up towards the top.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
And Kim has rolled a 9. Greg? 21. Blimey. Very good. And Rich. Got 14. And I am going to... Okay. Right. So you lot go first. So you can take it in any order you like, but Greg did get the highest on the initiative.
All right. So I'm going to cast...
Which one are you going for first?
Which one is closest to me?
Probably this one on the left. So you look at it.
All right. You have to see one on the left, but... Regardless, I will take your word for it. That is the closest one to us. And I will cast Ray of Frost at the rat.
Okay. How many dice is that?
A lot.
Greg is poisoned. So you're casting what, Ray of Frost?
Yes.
So... Turn this bloody music down a bit. Slick operation.
Right. Hey, whatever. Right.
Don't forget, when Jurassic Park first opened, all the guests were eaten. So.
Attack rolls. When you make an attack, so we've done that, roll the d20 and add the appropriate modifiers. So we've added the bonus. If the d20 roll for attack is 20, the attack hits regardless. That's what's called a critical hit, and a 1 is a critical miss. So you, when attacking with a weapon, you add your ability modifier, the same modifier used for the attack roll, to the damage. Spell tells you which dice to roll for damage and whether to add any modifiers. So your damage on, for example, your... Frost of, what was it?
Ray of Frost.
Ray of Frost is 6+6 damage, so that's 12. Right, so I need to make saving throws on my rats.
Right. Did you hear that, folks? His rats.
That's
all
right.
Yeah, my rats points. It looks like 2d6. There we go. 7 against your 12. That rat is no more. You have vanquished the rat.
That's how you do it.
Boom. Oh,
shut up, Traylon. Big blowhard.
No one likes a cocky bastard, Dylan.
Right?
Can I jump over the crate and
yes.
use my axe on
do
the
a,
rat?
Do an athletics check.
What wheels up? Hang on. How do I do that?
Are you sure your nubby legs can carry you over the little box?
Oh!
Well, could you lift me up, sir?
Smack talk's already started from
how do I do an athletics check?
Even acrobatics. Oh. Acrobatics, because for your size, acrobatics, jumping over that...
Dexterity.
Over that crate.
This is just so prejudiced.
It is, isn't it? I don't even know what I'm looking for.
That's because you can't see over a fucking box, mate. That's why.
On your character sheet, you have strength and dexterity. Dexterity is going to be your athletics.
Yeah. All right. It's 2.
Well, you know, if
do I have to roll that, do I?
Yeah, roll it. That's a 2 on.
Well, you know, Traylon was any kind of elf, he'd just pick your ass up and throw you over it. I'm just saying. We've all seen Lord of the Rings, right?
Yeah,
we have.
Jatik takes a running leap. And falls over his arse.
But dwarves are natural sprinters.
Kim.
Yes.
Kim Leafwalker, what do you want to do next?
Oh, for God's sake. I don't know. I'm afraid to jump over boxes because I'm probably not much taller than Mark and I'll probably land on my ass.
Where's Legolas to throw me around when I need it?
Right? There you go.
Actually, your acrobatics is pretty good. So.
All right. Well, let me see if I can jump. I don't know. Maybe I should just jump on the box and then shoot the giant rat with an arrow.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, and it, you know, keeps me away from the giant rats, and I don't have to, you know, try to land somewhere else. Anyway, so what do I...
So in that list, there's an acrobatics with a mm-hmm. seven next to it. Click acrobatics.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you are at disadvantage.
Oh, there it is. So. I see it.
Yeah.
All right.
You're at disadvantage, but that 13 will still do it for you. So you jump up onto the box.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now what? I want to shoot it with an arrow.
You want to shoot it with an arrow.
Yes. So do I click the short bow?
Yeah.
All right. Just checking.
It's a whole mess of dice.
Yes, indeed.
Right. That just hits him. That just hits him.
Of course it does. I'm terrible.
So I need to take a saving throw. So that's five piercing. So it's two piercing. So it's a disadvantage.
By the way, we all should now be getting a huge appreciation for game developers.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Because this is all the behind-the-scenes crap.
No wonder Skyrim has so many game-breaking bugs.
Kim, you hit him, but you only managed to take two of his damage.
So. Well, that kind of makes up for me trying to unlock the door and poisoning everyone a little bit, anyway.
Not really.
No. Just no.
Listen, you two.
Rich, can you throw me over?
I have a cunning plan.
Right.
Oh, no.
I have a ranged weapon. And I have three animal handling, so I don't know what that's for, but I want to throw my javelin, please.
Animal handling, about that.
This dragon's had enough of these rats now. Shall I move over towards the rat and then throw me javelin?
No, you still should have range.
Okay,
I'll allow that, it's not that far.
Okay, so I'm going to throw my javelin now. I'm going to click javelin and throw that shit. Do I need to throw anything before that?
No.
Okay, I've got five athletics. I don't know if that helps, but here we go.
So that's down to 11 because of your disadvantage from being poisoned.
Of course.
Yeah.
You take a couple of hairs off his head as it whizzes past into the barrels behind.
Wow.
Do you all just want to start throwing dung at this rat?
Can we just push the boxes on top of it?
Can I just smash that box in front of me to get to the rat? Because I'm not poisoned, so I've not got a disadvantage.
You want to smash the box? Because
I can't climb over the bloody thing. I'm too short.
At least I landed on it.
Or you can just move it.
Can I move it, please?
I'd like to move the box out.
I thought the box was nailed
out. We're acting like a box is a fucking mountain. It's like a box. I need to use my extra strength jumping ability.
So,
moving it? Strength.
You don't need to click anything. Oh, right. Jatik just moves the box and walks through.
Wow.
Yay. Short legs for the win. Right. I want to use my axe and chop that thing in half. Battle axe. Here we go.
10. Unfortunately, you miss.
I've got fucking short arms as well, have I?
How the hell do you miss when you're standing right next to it? I mean, come on.
It's XCOM.
So, yes, you miss. The axe goes thudding into the floor.
Whoops.
And you just manage to pull the axe out. Right.
Try not to cut your own foot off, would you?
So, who's going next?
I'm not so much a screw-up after all.
I'll go next.
Go on.
I'm going to walk around in front of this rat and swipe my longsword. Let's go.
That hits him.
Yes.
But does it kill it?
We will find out now.
Tune in next week.
Right.
I feel two rats in the basement. What we're going to be like with proper monsters.
Fuck it up. Imagine when we get to the fields of Pelennor. Bloody hell. Exciting then.
You take 2 damage off him. Yes.
Oh. He probably has like 50, so yeah.
How hard is this rat?
Right? Super rat.
Jesus, yeah. Wept.
Greg.
I nudge Kim Leafwalker. Can we please dispatch this rat?
We're trying. Can't you tell?
Shoot right. Another arrow.
As a bit right. Come on, yeah.
I will, yes, I will shoot another arrow. Just let me pull that up here in a second. Let me prime my bow. Anyway. Come on, let this work.
You're still at disadvantage.
What else is new? I'm always at a disadvantage. It's my life.
The arrow misses.
Oh, God damn it.
I'm going to have a swing at this bloody thing. I'm going to swing gonna my axe again.
I suck.
Dungeon Master, do we know what this rat wants? Do we know what his motives are?
No, you've no idea what the motives are.
Because I would like to use my animal handling and find
up
out.
You blubbering lizard!
I'm going to use my animal handling and see the animals into it. I want to know if it's a bad rat, if it even needs killing. Maybe we could.
I'm
going to
chop the fucker now.
Okay,
so.
Okay, Rich. Rich. Parnoth, you can make a wisdom check, so an animal handling check. So you'll have disadvantage on this because you've harmed the rats already. But if you succeed, the rat will stay out of the fight and allow the character who made the check to pick it up.
Okay. So what do I do? Just click animal handling?
Click animal handling.
Let's go. Doesn't look good. I don't know the numbers.
You calm the rat and pop him in your pocket.
Brilliant.
I thought it was a giant rat.
I was going to say, the left side of a lab.
He's got very big pockets.
Obviously.
Okay. We'd have been here for 4 hours. We were doing 2 HP.
we can use that rat later on, Rich.
We can.
A bit of a sneaky,
there's
sneaky.
Another rat.
We can.
There's more rats.
There looks like there's 2 more.
Yes.
How big are your pockets, Rich? Because, yeah.
Right, I'm going to have I'm directly kill something with his axe. I'm going to go over and have another swing at this with my axe if I can. Oh, I've got a hand axe as well.
Just based on Phil's expression.
That's actually pretty good, Mark.
I don't know how this game works.
actually, no, it isn't. Sorry. You don't have advantage. So you see your 5 has come up in red.
Yeah.
That's a miss.
Ugh. Instant miss.
Yeah, that was a critical miss, in fact.
Oh,
that's bad. That's
so
bad.
So you swing, and for the next, it hits the ground so hard, for the next turn, you can't use that weapon.
Whoops.
Well, you suck it
anyway,
into the floor.
Suck it, yeah.
All right, I'm going to cast another spell.
Do I need to put the rat in my inventory in the character thing?
No.
Okay.
No.
Cool.
Sweet.
No, just leave it in your pocket.
Just leave it there for later. I'm going to eat it.
We can barbecue it later at the, you know.
Yeah, when we're making camp out in the wilderness.
Right, exactly.
Second breakfast.
So I will use Ray of Frost on the rat next to the dwarf. I hope I hit the dwarf as well.
There's 2 rats, so which one are you going for?
The one to the left of the dwarf.
Okay.
The name is Jatik, wanker.
Damn, snooty ills.
I hope I hit the dwarf.
Unfortunately, you miss, because you're at disadvantage still.
Yes. Thanks, half-elf.
Mm.
Or halfling.
Can I try my hand axe on it? On the one on the left.
Yeah. Nineteen, that's a hit.
Yeah.
Boom.
And you've caused 5. That rat is now down to 2 health, for your information.
Right.
As you can't see it. The rats now are going to take their turn because oops, they haven't been doing
can I
anything.
Move?
rats are no, people too.
Rats are people too. So this rat on the left is going to fight back at Jatterick.
Oh.
That was a critical hit.
In 20. That was, Jesus yeah. Christ.
A rat just nibbled on your schlong.
Well, there's an image.
Did I even give a, get a chance at defending?
Not on a critical hit, no.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, 20. Yeah, if you get one or a 20. It's,
oh, yeah. So the giant rat has...
bit my left testicle off.
He has.
Let's face it, he's never going to anyway.
I'm going to roll it again. Just because I clicked the wrong one. 12. And what's your AC?
I don't so have AC over here. It's not cold enough.
Oh, armor class.
No. What's armor class?
Armor class, 12.
12. So that's a hit. So he's going... So he's going to take 5 damage off you. Oh, blimey.
Ouch.
Party's turn.
Well, I want to get the fuck out of there.
Right? All right, I will might as well keep shooting at the damn thing because there's nothing else I can do. I guess I'll shoot at the one there by Rich.
Okay.
All right, let me pull the thing up here. Awful.
Kim Leaf Walker.
I know, I am the worst hobbit ever. I swear to fucking God.
That narrowly misses. Jarek. It goes over his head. If he happened to be slightly taller, that would have got him straight in the face.
Yeah, I moved into the corner as well. You blind geet woman.
I swear to God, I don't know. It's terrible. I'm the worst hobbit ever. Bilbo would be a shame.
Trayden, make a move.
I will again attempt a ray of frost on the rat that is farthest away on the left. That might be better.
Unfortunately, no. You're at disadvantage still because of the poisoning.
God.
Okay, we know. God dang it. Just go with the pub and get me a beer. This sucks.
Path of
Lizard, do something.
And who was saying earlier, you know, sending us against rats was beneath you.
Can't you put take the rat out of your pocket and set that onto that rat?
So, Parthenox.
I am going to use my longsword against the rat that's right next to me.
Seems like a valid attempt.
I'm just going to go simple. Simple times. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Go, man, go.
Nice, you hit him.
Player.
Take notes, dwarf.
Hey, I knocked him down to 2 health, remember?
The other one, he's gone for the one closest to him. That rat is no more.
Yay.
Decimated the rat.
Congratulations.
That one is gone.
So we've just got this one now, it's got 2 health.
I'm going to attack Parthenox.
Uh-oh.
But he's a rat lover. He's got one in his pocket.
Against your AC. Which, Parthenox, what is your AC? I'll have this printed out.
AC?
Yeah.
Armor class.
Acrobatics.
No, armor class.
Armor class, sorry.
Armor class. Nine.
Shield. 9. So that takes a hit.
No.
So that takes 3 damage.
Great, our rat master is getting bit. Great.
Please. I'm the rat whisperer. What the fuck? Sorry, I don't know if we're supposed to be swearing. I try not to.
I'm trying very hard.
No.
This game is rated R for mature.
Is the dwarf dead? Because I don't see a health bar above him.
No, I'm not dead. You'll be dead in a minute. I'll come and throw me axe in your knackers.
All right, I will shoot Ray of Frost at the other rat.
Deja vu or what? Have you got any other tricks in your bag?
Right?
I do. I'm saving them for later.
Which rat are you going for?
Yeah, there's two rats.
There's another one.
There's two. I will shoot at the one next to the lizard. Sorry. The dragonborn.
Okay.
Hey, he's all snooty, isn't he? We have names, you know.
Traydon is not having a very good day. The poison is getting into his eyes and his tongue. His tongue is swollen. And the incantation of Ray of Frost has come out as Ray of Frost.
Again, I'm sorry, okay? It's my first day.
You've had 6 months of training for this.
Well, you know, first time jitters and all that. You know, what the hell? Come on.
So basically, Greg did nothing. Is that what you're saying?
Like usual.
That's what I'm saying, again.
Right.
Excuse me. Let's check the record. I did not poison the group, and I killed the first rat.
Right, well, I'm going to defend my buddy, Mr. Dragonborn. I'm going to come in there. I'm going to hit it with my hand axe. I'm going to use my hand axe on that rat next to Parthenux to save him, because he's my buddy.
At least not trailing anymore.
And I'm going to miss. I'm going to hit him in the neck.
No.
Oh, 19. That's got to be good.
No, that's your advantage. You don't have advantage. So you just take the first one.
I'm not poisoned. Hey, Mr. DM, I'm not poisoned.
Yeah, and you don't have advantage.
Why don't I?
Because you're just rolling normally, so it's always the first one.
Oh, so it's a 10.
So it's a 10, which is a miss.
Oh, fuck.
These are big rats.
Apparently, yes.
I'm going to move back and throw a javelin because I'm low on health. Is that going to be enough range for my javelin?
Yeah. Hey, watch out! I'm in the middle of them.
It's all right. It's going to go right over your head.
Can I move?
Right, here we go. Javelin throw time. Boom! Take that, Smokey.
Ooh, nice. 25.
Natural 20. We'll take that.
That's a natural hit. Is it?
It is.
Yeah.
And that rat has gone.
Well done.
Well done.
I've killed or captured all three rats so far.
Well done, Parthenux of the Runcorn.
What's going on?
Greg got rid of one. Traylon got rid of one as well.
Ah.
Leafwalker, unleash the quiver.
Alrighty, I will see if I can't hit this other rat over here. Because, you know, I'm batting 1,000 at this moment. So. Hey. God damn it. This game hates me.
Kim, you rolled a 9. Unfortunately.
I am the worst hobbit ever.
You know the rest.
Actually, I'm going with my dagger next time around.
Yeah,
I
I'm
going to
say
God,
just sneak up behind it.
Yeah, because I'm not doing for the ship for the bow thing. So.
All right, I will give it a shot again.
Okay. Try not to swallow your tongue this time. I mean, what?
Try.
Ooh.
20.
That might be a positive outcome.
80. No, it wasn't a natural 20. So 18, that's a hit. And with Ray of Frost, you're going for this one in the corner, are you?
Yes.
Yes.
It's the only one on screen.
Yeah. That takes 2 damage off him.
Do we know how much health he actually has? Is there a way for us to find out?
He's got 5 damage left.
Okay. Traylon, do you have any healing spells?
I do not.
No.
Then why are we keeping you?
Yeah. Says the one who's poisoned us all. Anything.
Guys, the war's out there. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to step in front of the dwarf because I'm going to protect him.
I love you, man.
And I'm going to throw a javelin. Hold on, this rat, has he had a hit yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to throw a javelin.
Really so. Hit it.
Yeah,
so.
That wizard pointy things just hit it.
That is quite bad.
It is.
Yeah.
Is it? What, how do you know what's good or bad? It's over halfway. It's over 10.
I'm just assuming it's all
so
bad.
So he's taking disadvantage. So you take the lowest of the two scores.
All right, okay.
Which is 7. Yeah, so the armor class of the rat is 12. So you have to be equal to or beat the 12.
Right.
Bounced off his balls.
The rat's got the same armor as me.
Apparently, yeah.
That one.
Big fuck-off rat.
What can we do when we've come up against a proper dragon?
There's a rat right next to you. Dwarf, come to me.
Another rat has just appeared.
Oh, damn.
This lady's basement, man. Why don't you just burn this house down?
Right? She's an exterminator, apparently. It's better
Mark, than us. Yeah. That rat has bitten you.
Oh, God. Oh,
Jesus.
There's a reason I'm staying back where I'm at. I'm telling you.
And has taken 4 piercing damage.
Oh, no.
Taking you down to 5.
We're going to lose our dwarf.
I'm bugging out.
All right. Is it our turn to move about?
It is.
I'm going to move next to this pathetic dwarf, and I'm going to help him. I'm going to cast magic armor on him. So it's a touch spell.
No, he's going to touch you. Look out.
touch
you with what is what I'm
show
asking.
You on the doll where he touched me.
Oh, look, magic missile. Look out. I'm telling you.
You've used magic missile.
No, it should be magic armor, not magic missile. What the hell?
The hell, no, it's the dwarf.
I clicked on magic armor.
Let's have a look.
Do you want me to re-roll that?
Yes, please. Yeah, we'll take that. So.
It's not letting me. Okay, so I have to load it up in here.
Oh, yeah. Magic missile is ticked. You touch a winning creature isn't wearing armor. Your target's base, I'll change it for the moment. So your target's base AC becomes 13 plus its dexterity modifier. The spell ends if the target dons armor or you dismiss the spell as an action. Okay, so what's Jarek? What's your ace target was...
My AC is 12.
12. And what's your modifier? Dexterity modifier.
Is that the big number of one in the circle? 2.
That's 2. So it goes up to 15. So you are now very healthy.
Thank you, Uncle Pointy Ears.
You're welcome.
I've got cooking utensils. I'll make rat soup later.
Woohoo! That's like more to.
I've got a 50-foot hemp of rope. What can I use that for?
Right there.
Well, you know, we decide to make a swing, I guess. Or hang someone, I guess.
Hang someone, yeah.
Oh, that's too funny.
God.
All right.
I'm going to throw another javelin, I think, here, you know.
Okay.
Now, the bottom left rat has 5 health. Is that right, Dungeon Master?
That's correct.
Yeah. Do you have a shorthand name, by the way?
DM.
Yeah, Phil.
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 Right, I'm going to throw a javelin again. Here we go.
Okay, go for it.
Let's do it.
13, that's a hit.
Ooh.
Boom.
And you take 7 piercing, which means that rat is...
A dead rat.
No more.
Dead rat.
Rat killer.
I'm going to loot him.
I'm going to loot the rat. Yeah.
You find some rat teeth and a tail and a couple of little hairs and a little photo of his wife.
No, really, have I got some rat teeth now?
You have.
Really? Oh, yeah. Nice. Sweet.
You made a necklace out of him.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
No way.
The rat's still alive.
Well, one of them is, you know. Parthenax got rid of the other one, so. All right.
Clearly, I didn't miss anything.
Clearly. I think I'll throw a dagger at the other rat and see if I can't stab somebody or, you know, miss the rat entirely, because that's all I've been doing lately.
Is it a throwing dagger?
I don't. Let me look. I don't know. I'm assuming, but I could be wrong. I mean, I'm a rogue. That's usually what they use, but...
Well, your weapon could be both ranged and melee at the same time. It just depends how you want to use it.
Yeah.
So, like, my javelin has ranged and melee damage.
I don't know. It just says dagger. So apparently I just need to go up and stab it, I guess.
Yeah, there's dagger offhand. That'll be a throwing.
Okay. Gonna say, because in Dragon Age I can throw the damn thing, so alright, I'm gonna throw this sucker and see where it goes. Look out, everybody!
The dagger goes flying into the rat, causing three piercing damage.
I'll take it!
The rat moves forward.
Oh shit!
Oh shit.
And goes for a bite.
Oh no!
Oh no.
Oh.
Out of Parthenax. Parthenax, what's your armor class?
Armor class is 9.
Oh, no.
It hits. It takes a big chunk out of you. A huge chunk.
Oh, no. Reload.
For 5 damage. Taking you down to 3.
Reload checkpoint.
I will... save file.
Traylon will attempt to cast Ray of Frost once again.
I'm going to move out the way.
Oh, fuck.
Well, what you can say.
However, you do start to feel
slightly better as the poison starts to wear off very slightly and very soon.
Hmm. All right, with my new coat of armour, I'm going to go in for another slash with a hand axe.
You're not at a disadvantage, at least, but...
Not a disadvantage, but unfortunately, that roll of 8 did not beat his armour class, and so it bounces off him.
It's a tough rat.
This is Daddy Rat. You've killed his children and his wife.
Yeah. Wife's in my pocket.
Well, alrighty then.
Yeah.
Is anybody left to go in this initiative or this turn?
You. No, you've done.
No, I've just been spraying the wall for frost right now.
Well, at least it's only frost.
The rat's going to go for Jarek.
Oh, shit.
And gets him with a big 6 piercing damage.
Oh, no.
Which takes him down to 9. It was a good thing that Thalen actually healed you earlier.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I can use my battle axe now, so I'm going to try my battle axe this time, not the hand axe.
Fingers crossed.
That's got to be good, right?
As you swing the axe behind you and bring it slashing down, the poison clears from your mind.
I'm not poisoned.
Well, you might as well have been. You haven't been, you've been hitting like that for a
moment. At least have an excuse.
Unbeknownst to you had sympathy pains with everyone else. You were sympathy poisoned. And you slashed down, crushing the rat with your mighty sword.
Axe.
Axe, whatever.
You better watch it, it'll send you to purgatory or something.
And as that axe dies, you hear footsteps coming down the corridor.
Uh-oh.
Ah, crap.
We're going to get in trouble or something.
Yeah.
As they get closer and closer from behind you.
It's Shredder.
From behind us?
Yes, from behind you.
Oh, crap.
As footsteps get closer and closer. And you hear the sound of applause come from the doorway behind you. The Master Beams, excellent work. You are the most impressive group of students I've had in more than a century.
It's like she's had no students in a century.
You learned quickly that you are stronger as a team than you are as individuals.
Well,
in all fairness, you did, you did help yourselves, each other. The elf looks at the state of a larder and gives a small laugh, though. Always forget how expensive this test is, she smiles. No matter, let me clean up. I think you've earned the rest of the day off.
Yes.
Get in.
And you leave that room and you go back to the bar.
I'm down for that.
Drinks on me because I poisoned y'all, so, yeah.
Do you have to do that manually or?
No.
No. Phil will take us.
Fucking hell, that was only a basement full of rats. Jesus.
Yeah,
I definitely need to get some bow and arrow practice, apparently, because I suck.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you have completed your training.
Yes.
After a few days of testing, of feasting and merrymaking, it is time for you to leave Parabor and begin your lives as adventurers. Making your way to the Great Crossroads, a few miles outside north of the village, you quietly chat about your times together, outwardly laughing and joking. But there's a solemn air hanging over you as you know that this happy chapter had to end at some point. As you reach the brow of the hill, you can see the Great Crossroads ahead of you. A barren, open moorland with an aged, crooked signpost at the intersection of five dirt paths winding into the distance. Ominous clouds frame the horizon, and a chill wind suddenly brings you all to a sober realization of the unknown and perilous journeys ahead of you. One of the paths leads back to the village of Parabor. The four others lead in different winding directions to new lands and adventures. It is time to part ways and make your own paths. You say your fond farewells to your companions and each take a separate path, purposefully striding, going out into the world to start your lives as adventurers and explorers, to make your fortunes and become heroes and legends in this violent and fantastical world. Villains are to be vanquished, monsters to be destroyed, maidens to be rescued and villages to be saved from disaster. The path ahead is a dangerous one, and who knows what lies ahead of you. It's now a year later. Describe to me what each of you are doing 1 year later. We'll start with Parthenal.
I am currently sat astride a mighty steed. Maybe. Do I have a mount yet? I don't know.
You can have whatever you like.
I am riding my horse through mountains. I have just saved a small hamlet from evil. And I'm a little battle weary. My armor's got a few kinks and my skin a few scars.
In the distance, Parthenax, you hear a squawking of a bird as it flies towards you. You look up in the air. And a small package falls from the air.
I'm going to Hogwarts.
Down to you.
I'm sorry.
And you catch it. Catch it with your hands. Kim Leafwalker. Where are you 1 year on?
Oh, man. I was going to tell me I was been dropped by the bird or something.
You're small. You're small. You're not that small.
Right? I get shit. Oh, well, let's see, it's me. I've poisoned everyone. I'm crappy with a bow, so, I I don't know. Am I even still alive? That's a good question.
You are all still alive.
That's a shock.
Being a halfling rogue, I just would like to point out, it's clear she would be on the side of the path with a sign saying, out of work, need coin.
Pretty much, yeah. At this rate, yes.
An old woman walks past and appears to take pity on you. She reaches into her pocket and drops something into the hat that's on the floor next to you. You eagerly look down, expecting it to be coin, but in fact, it's a piece of parchment. Jatik, 1 year later, where are you?
I've been sharpening my axes, practicing my swings, and standing in a bag of fertilizer trying to grow fucking legs.
A small 8-year-old boy runs up to you.
Hey, I never touched him, honest.
Small in humankind, but he towers over you.
Oh, shade.
Pats you on the head and gives you an envelope. Traylon, where are you?
I am sitting within a library within the city walls, studying magic as my trade.
It's learning porn, really.
Also that.
Somebody's took up the soft life, I see. You know.
Traylon, you notice something in one of the books that you're reading. It looks like a bookmark. But you turn to the page, and there's actually a note inside. All of you at the same time open the notes, and it reads, "Please come home to Parable immediately. You are needed. The master is dead."
Oh, shit.
All right.
Shit, son.
Podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
See, some people say.
Come on now.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.